In the days that followed, Cinnamon's world fell apart. She lay curled up on Mia's bed, her nose buried in the blanket that still smelled like her owner. She refused to eat, her once bright eyes now dull with grief. The house, once filled with laughter and play, felt hollow and silent. Cinnamon would wander to the garden, staring at the spot where they had last played together, her tail drooping and her ears low.